back in the 70s, for some strange reason, don't ask me to explain, but Pat O'Brien, who later would become famous for going crazy and also for being on all those Entertainment Tonight shows, and also he did network sports as well, but I got to know Pat when he was working as a writer at NBC in Chicago. And Pat and I decided we wanted to get into magic, so we used to go up to 5082 North Lincoln and buy all kinds of magic tricks at a great store there called Magic Inc., right? And guess what? It's still there, and Sandy Marshall is still keeping the flame going, and it was started by your dad, right, Sandy?
Well, originally it was started by Laurie Ireland as part of the Ireland Magic Company, and then he married Frances, and when Laurie died, Frances married my father, Jay Marshall.
Who was on the Ed Sullivan Show many times, doing magic,
times.
Right?
14 times.
Yeah. And in 1954, they were married. And when we used to be in the Loop at 109 North Dearborn, and that building is gone now. But in 1963, they moved up to 5082 North Lincoln Avenue on the corner of Carmen, just two blocks south of Foster. And we are there still today, 50 years later. In fact, we just had a big 50th anniversary celebration, a three-day celebration, and they changed the name of the street outside the shop, one of those honorary street names, and it's now Honorary J. Marshall Way after my dad.
So cool.
Yes.
Do you find that young people, as usual, as they have been forever and ever, super interested in magic still?
Absolutely, yeah. We get kids coming in 5, 10, 12 years old, and we hone them into magicians.
But famous magicians visit the store
the
time,
Penn
don't they?
Teller, Penn and Teller are regular customers. Teller wrote the foreword to my book, which I wrote about my dad's life, called Beating a Dead Horse, The Life and Times of J. Marshall. Why is it called that, you say?
Yeah,
well,
why?
Well, my father insisted that I call it that because he said, well, I did the same act for over 50 years. What else are you going to call it?
And now I hear that you're taking advantage of the popularity of Harry Potter. Explain that.
Well, I don't know if they took advantage of us or we took advantage of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, really.
But in fact, all of the magic shops in the Harry Potter books are on Diagon Alley. Well, the alleyway out and back of our magic shop is, in fact, Diagon Alley. And
really?
Always
spelled the same way, Diagon Alley?
Yeah, it's a diagonal alley, so they call it Diagon Alley.
Oh, they definitely, J.K. Rowling definitely visited you too, right?
Well, I don't know. But in any event, we have people coming and having their picture taken in front of the Diagon Alley sign by our shop, and we are the only magic shop in the world actually on Diagon Alley.
Well, I want to know what kind of broomsticks you sell.
Well,
you'll have to go. It's a Chicago treasure, Magic Inc., 5082 North Lincoln Avenue, and it's great that you're still keeping that business going.
Yeah, well, it's a pleasure. It's fun. People come in and have fun, and that's the idea.
And do you perform magic tricks?
Oh, sure.
While you're at the shop?
All the time. I mean, the way to sell magic is to demonstrate the tricks. So
I can still do the trick where you put a cigarette that's lit in a handkerchief or something and make it disappear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can do that?
And don't ask me how it's done. It's the magician's code.
All right. Are you
right.
prepared to perform some magic here today?
Oh, look, it's
we are indeed.
It's it's your assistant, Pedro, who's here. Pedro Nieves.
Nieves. Right. Pedro Nieves.
And he is the manager at Magic Inc. and has been since 2007.
And
so you help him. Do you perform the magic tricks?
Absolutely.
Together?
The shop is actually it's a fun place. It's like the old school barber shop. We have a bunch of magicians that come in, hang out. They stay there all day. We have young kids that come in or people that are interested in learning magic. They come in, they ask questions, we recommend what's the right thing. We have over 9,000 items in stock at any one point.
Now, we were told that you could do some radio magic. Is this going to involve sawing Marianne in half?
That's the easy part. Putting her back together, it might be tricky.
All right, well, let's do this. We'll take a break, and we'll come back and do some radio magic. Is there anything we need to do in preparation?
Well, I mailed you guys a package about a week ago. I believe you guys have it handy. It's an envelope with a deck of cards. I believe that's still sealed and untouched by human hands.
Okay.
Yes, there is. There is a sealed envelope. Nobody has opened it. Are we to open it now?
We can take care of that in a second if you guys
will. We'll do it when we come back on the radio.
Okay.
Cool, that works.
All right. It's Sandy Marshall and his trusty assistant, Pedro. And we'll be back to talk magic after this.
Do you believe in magic in a young girl's heart? How the music can free her whenever it starts.
You believe in radio magic? You're about to. Talking to Sandy Marshall from Magic Inc. up at 5082 North Lincoln Avenue, and Pedro Nieves, who is assisting here in this spectacular stunt. Are we going to make like the Wrigley Building disappear or something like that? What's going to happen here exactly? What do we do?
Only if you close your eyes, it's gone.
The magic of radio.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now,
Pedro?
We'll try a little bit of an experiment. I actually mailed you guys a deck of cards last week. I believe Kristen had it, and she was holding it safe.
Yeah, and showed us the... There's
the envelope
right envelope. There.
Uh-huh. We'll just tear the envelope open.
Okay.
The envelope, there's a deck of cards, and I actually opened the deck of cards last week. I took one card, and I turned it over in the pack of cards. One card reversed. I'm taking a chance here.
And then you mailed us the
mailed
rest.
You the deck of cards. It hasn't been touched until we just opened it just now. You guys can confirm that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This may or may not work.
By the way, I've never met Marianne before. I've never seen her before in my life.
And she didn't ask you to say that, did she?
No.
That's fine. Uh-huh. Good. So I believe we can trust you on this.
All right.
So, Marianne, will you mind, could you think of a card in the deck of cards? You know the values, you know the suits.
Yep.
You go from ace to king.
Just think of one.
Think of one, or do you want me to say it?
Please name it out loud. This is the first time you name it out loud. We didn't arrange for anything beforehand. I didn't ask you about this. I didn't tell you.
No, you didn't.
All right, so
okay.
What's the card are you thinking of?
I'm thinking of a seven of diamonds.
Isn't that interesting?
That is an interesting
seven of diamonds. Because I have a deck of cards here, too.
That's
this
right.
This is not the one that was mailed, but I'm
that
gonna,
one is sealed.
This I'm going to give you that deck. Why don't you see what?
Let's try out. Hold on.
Yeah, hold on there.
This is Sandy brought that deck of cards over as evidence to make sure that we were on the right page.
Just
over
to
here.
Corroborate.
So Marianne is holding, the deck of cards.
I'm not understanding what the trick is.
Don't worry,
is
we'll
going
get
to
right to it.
Marianne is holding the deck of cards that Sandy gave
Sandy
her.
Sandy just gave you the deck of cards, and I'm holding the deck of cards that was mailed
a week ago.
All right, go ahead,
okay.
Pedro.
And you named the seven.
Seven of diamonds.
Yeah.
Right. Hold it up a little so I can see it.
Hold it up
it.
A little bit
yeah.
so you can see it.
Okay, now Pedro is going through the deck that was mailed to us.
Mailed to you. And as I go through a deck of cards, you see all the cards are in the same direction. There's going to be hopefully one card. Huh.
There's one card.
Facing the wrong way in this pack of cards, whole deck of cards. Hmm. If we got lucky, and I can see it from this side, I think we did.
We have a 1 in 52 chance.
The
okay.
Seven of Diamonds.
It's the Seven of Diamonds
we
pulled
that?
Out from the
now,
deck.
Now, that was mailed to you a week ago.
How did you do that?
Hey, don't ask.
Don't
the magician's code.
But if you think there was some sort of chicanery in any way, you have a deck that I just handed you that I brought in. And handed you that to open that.
Okay, and I can tell you that I didn't even know what the trick was going to be, so I definitely have not spoken with anybody
right.
about this.
Excellent. Well, this is in new
is
deck.
Is this a common card that is selected by people, seven of
diamonds? The trick wouldn't work if people picked any other card.
All right, Marianne is opening.
You had a 1 in 52
one in
50.
Marianne is opening the sealed deck.
Right.
All right, so
and you'll see the deck is in new deck order, except for one card, and one card is
and
reversed in that.
Marianne's
okay,
going through the cards. Look at that.
That is
the Seven of Diamonds was face up in the deck.
In the deck that you handled.
You handled the deck of cards.
We didn't touch that deck.
That's pretty good.
Well, what if I had said the Six of Clubs? I almost said that.
Then
well,
we would have gone
we
home.
We would have had the Six of Clubs reversed.
Let me tell you something right now why Marianne would make a poor magician's assistant. She asks too many damn questions.
That's actually great. No, see, well, you're asking questions.
I can't believe you did that, and I want to know how you did it, because
you stop asking
I'm going
that
on
question.
Vacation, and I want to be able
no,
to perform.
They're tricks. Not going to tell you.
This is fantastic. The people at home are asking the same questions, and we want evidence.
We've got one we brought you. We'll show you.
Oh, really? Okay.
Are
you sure?
Yeah. I want to perform tricks.
You're sure Marshall Brodeen started like this, huh? All right.
Oh, Marshall is such a great friend.
We interviewed him a few years ago here, and of course everybody knows Marshall from the Bozo Show.
Sure, Wizzo the Wizard.
Yeah, exactly.
And my dad was on the Bozo Show dozens of times. He was their go-to guy. When somebody didn't show up, they'd call my dad, and they'd drive over and do the show.
And talk a little bit about your dad some more for people not familiar with Jay Marshall. He was a nationally known magician, wasn't he?
He was indeed. He did three Broadway shows. He was in the Ziegfeld Follies. He was on the Ed Sullivan Show 14 times. He did every single early television show. He was a television pioneer.
Did he have a famous trick, one that was associated with him?
Well, he did a ventriloquism act with his sort of glove puppet Lefty. That was his signature piece. But he also did the linking rings and a trick called the serpentine silk and a really a paper folding trick called the trouble wit.
Did you pick those up? Do you do those?
Well, he taught them to me when I was a teenager, but I've had a career as a writer-director, and I got a couple of Emmys on the shelf, and
good for you.
That's awesome.
Seven nominations, so I've made a living.
It sounds like it.
I'm curious, are new tricks always being invented, or are they the same ones that are recycled?
It's interesting, there's old tricks always being invented.
Old tricks always being reinvented?
Yeah. They take, there's a lot of standard plots in magic, and they have improvements or lateral moves on them.
And has technology changed?
And every once in a while, technology comes in, or a new discovery, or new science discovery, or new optical illusion comes into play, and new magic is created. And that's very exciting for us as magicians, when you see something new that hasn't been done before. These are all tricks. The one I just showed you right now, it's something that's been performed for about 75 years.
Oh, that's amazing.
Solid classic.
We just saw a movie, an old movie, Bob and I did. What was the name of that movie?
It
was an HBO movie, and then there were four or something like that. I don't know what it was, but it was all about magic.
The Illusionist was a good movie. There have been a lot of magic movies lately. The one we saw was not a very good movie, I don't think.
I mean, it had a good idea.
It was about the four people who do magic tricks, and then they're criminals.
Oh, that's a recent movie.
Yeah.
Now you see that just came out last year.
Yeah.
Now you see it got a little convoluted and way out there. What shows would we recognize that you directed or wrote or took part in, Sandy Marshall?
Well, on television, I did a show called The Madhouse Brigade years ago. I mean, that was in the 70s. And I did a piece on the lives of Laurel and Hardy called The Revenge of the Sons of the Desert.
Nice.
And those were both Emmy winners.
And people can see you now if they go up to Magic Inc. at 5082 North Lincoln.
Please.
And your trusty assistant, Pedro.
Absolutely. We have a wonderful staff in the shop, actually. Yeah. Every person that works at the Magic Store is a professional magician. So that's why we have guys one day a week, 2 days a week, and everybody is capable of demonstrating different miracles and different specialties.
I remember.
I can't wait to
take
our 14-year-old.
I'm going to go back there because you know what? It just dawned on me now. I'm sorry to admit that I haven't been there since the 70s. I'm going back because now I put two and two together. I'm asking myself, how come I've had so much trouble at various cocktail parties and when we go to friends' houses for dinner? I really don't know what to do. I don't know what to say anymore. I'm awkward. Well, because I don't have an updated supply of magic tricks I used to.
We're going to set you up, Bob.
I know,
That's all you need.
We're going to a little dinner party tonight. I want to go equipped. Okay, wait. Did you have another trick you were going to show us?
We had a prediction, I believe.
Yeah.
I have a prediction. It's actually, and I should have handed this out to you before. I wasn't sure if we would have time for this, but in the same envelope that came in, there's actually an envelope sitting.
Yes, okay. Pedro's opening an envelope. He took out a tiny large envelope.
That came in there.
I've always wanted to do play-by-play of magic. My first dream was to be the Cubs announcer, but this is second best.
This is second best.
I think, why don't we do a prediction about the Cubs then?
That's what I was thinking it might be that. I'm not sure.
In the sealed envelope, a prediction about the Cubs.
All right. Actually,
Pedro's opening up the sealed envelope.
I wrote this up.
That he took out of the other sealed envelope.
The other sealed
envelope. Is it dated?
It is dated, actually. 7/29/14. That's actually when I wrote this.
That's when you wrote it?
And inside of that envelope, there's
a tiny piece of paper. Should I read that?
All
right, hand the little piece of paper to me, and I'll read this prediction. Should be interesting.
You want me to read it?
Yes, Marianne, you read that because...
When you get a prediction of this, I don't always know what they mean. It's one of these weird things. You write it down, you send it out.
I think it's going to have something to do with Javi Baez.
What does it say?
Maybe.
Or, all right, here we go. Cubs 6-5-12.
See, that meant nothing to me.
Yeah. They won last night in 12 innings, didn't they?
How about that?
What was the score?
Wait, what does this mean? 6-5-12.
That was the final score.
So was that final score?
Cubs won.
Cubs won 6-5
in 12 innings.
In the 12th inning.
Oh,
all right.
That's amazing. Can you do something about with magic about Bob's shoes that have holes in them?
Forget about that. I'm taking Sandy Marshall and I'm taking Pedro Nieves with me to. First, we're going to go to the racetrack. Then we're going to go to Las Vegas. And then we're going to go to Magic Inc. at 5082 North Lincoln Avenue. Thanks, guys. Great catching up with you here.
Thank you.
Great pleasure being here.